This is Vision Destiny 2022, session 23, reviewing 2021, some of my experiences with God, conversations, my journals, and particularly also sharing quite a number of the activations and engagements I had with groups, particularly engaging with the Earth Shield and for Restoration Government. 5th of July. As I looked into the Father's eyes, I felt the depths of grace and mercy that are available for all creation. A never-ending stream, an inexhaustible supply empowered by love. And that's what I felt, so I described it, but it was way, way beyond that, and it went deeper. Son, our love will never end, as we are infinite love, and all creation exists within us, so separation from love is impossible. Separation, judgment, and punishment are the lies and deception that are behind all religious dead works. It is only within the mind that separation exists, fueled by the guilt, shame, and condemnation of the lost identity programmed by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Even when our children feel condemned and unworthy, seeking to earn acceptance, our grace and mercy abounds as lavish expressions of our loving kindness. The guilt of humanity cannot overcome who we are as love has already won, and love will conquer all obstacles and hindrances to restore relationship back to face-to-face innocence. The deception of dead works is what traps our children in the mind prison of unworthiness, striving for the acceptance that is already theirs by right of birth as our children. And it's really, really important that we know who we are. If we don't know who we are, we're always going to be open and susceptible to deception, and therefore the striving of following independence. Son, only a global and cosmic awakening to unconditional love consciousness can free our children from the slavery they're trapped in, so they can then enter rest. And it's so important that we come into rest. We come into the place where we know love, joy, and peace. It forms an atmosphere that we live in that frees us from the striving to perform. The Luciferian agenda of I will exploits the lost identity of humanity, deceiving our children into living in a matrix of delusion, trying to establish their own identity and an independent name for themselves. And this you can see right throughout history. You can see people's desire to form their identity from what they're doing and create a name. And that name must come from God. And it talks about in the book of Revelation that God given us a new name, and that is a new name to us, but it's a restoration of the name that we are originally, who we originally are. And really it's a symbol of our identity. The futility of lost identity drives our children into competition and conflict, and each with each other, and division and tribalism are the results. Our desire and intention, empowered by love, is for union and family to be restored to all creation, as the glory of sonship is revealed in union and oneness. The frequency of the glory of sonship is beginning to rise, so creation can feel the hope of restoration and the memory of union and harmony. The groaning of creation is what is causing the shaking of the world's independent systems, so the true kingdom of God can be revealed in truth and light. Independence always causes entropy and ultimately destroys itself, but union creates oneness, harmony, and blessing. And that's always going to bring increase, an increase of his government and peace. Every independent empire that has ever risen has also fallen into decay and corruption, because all independence is doomed to failure. The Luciferian deception is in reality the self-deception of I will, and all humanistic efforts of independence will always end in failure. The deception is the insanity of believing that doing the same thing better will get a different result, but in reality independence always results in failure. It always brings people down to that guilt, shame, and condemnation of failure, because we cannot do it independently of our relationship with God. And being frees us to be, whereas doing will cause us to strive for even greater performance. Only union and oneness can result in the true harmony that will activate the blessing that will succeed in restoring all things. Mankind was blessed God blessed them and empowered them to be fruitful, to multiply, to increase, to subdue, and to rule. And that's what needs to be restored. The full glory of sonship can only be seen in union and oneness and will never be seen in independence. That is why division and separation only produce more conflict, not peace. And that's why we must always come in the opposite spirit towards that which is coming towards us. As humanity awakens to the futility of independence and rediscovers its true identity as mankind, made in our image, then creation will throw off its shackles of decay and corruption to find the freedom of the glory of the children of God. When our children begin to realize that they are already forgiven and loved unconditionally, then they will cease striving and rest in the knowledge of who we are as love and who they already are as our sons. 6th of July. Son, come walk with me. We walked into a large council room where the guardians, ambassadors, and high chancellors were all in session. Father took center stage. So in this council room, and I've been there before a number of times, there was a lot going on. There seemed to be interaction, a session of discussion and decision making, I guess. And the father took center stage, and the proceedings continued, where representatives in turn presented dimensional, cosmic, and earthly ideas and strategies. They seemed to be making cases for their realms and dimensions. There were representatives of restored fallen angelic beings, dimensional beings, giving evidence. There were non-fallen dimensional beings also. When everyone had been heard, there was a silence, and the father asked for the opinion of the council in regards to the strategies and priorities relating to the activity taking place in this time of transition to the next age. That's how it was framed. In unison, they all said, "It is time for the revealing of forerunners of the sons of God to engage the three spheres and take their places of responsibility." And there's something about our maturity, coming to age, the frequency that we're beginning to radiate, that they are picking up on, and they're calling for our involvement to take responsibility. And then the father said, "Son, what do you think?" Now, to be honest, without actually saying it, I actually thought, why are you asking me? You know, I mean, I've been here before, but this is way above my pay grade. But without thinking, and this sometimes what happens when your mind is out of the way and your spirit is just able to respond, I just said, "There needs to be a shield established for each sphere where all categories of being are in union, not only for protection of the spheres, but also for their respiration." And I heard myself saying it or thinking it, and there it was. And then I carried on. I said, "Assign the sons to the spheres that match their destinies to join a council for each sphere to be strategic in defense and proactive in restoration." And the father said, "Son, you've done well. Because you're abiding in the light realm, you've become wise beyond your years." And that is just absorbing wisdom and knowledge. It's not generated and self-generated. The more we spend time in the light, the more the truth begins to transform us. There were others who I felt were kindred spirits there, who were called to give their opinions, and they added other suggestions to the plan, mentioning specific angelic orders to be involved in the process. Protector, conservation, preservation, union, liberty, limitless were mentioned, amongst other dimensional names I didn't recognize except the Servici, which I have encountered in the constellation of Cancer and through the portal there. Father, Son, and Spirit were now present, and edicts were made and blueprints and mandates produced. There was a blueprint and a mandate for the establishment of people and places of refuge in each of the spheres. And I believe that as the angelic realm encounters ours and engages ours, it produces a covering, a shield in a smaller area. Not just the earth shield around the whole earth, but for things to take place on specific areas or regions where people or places will become places of refuge, people of refuge, where others can go. A scroll was produced by the Father called the Law of Cosmic Union, and it was read out to the Council by the Father. Now, I've engaged this a number of times with a number of different groups, so each of those different groups can experience this encounter, and each time, actually, the Father has added something to this law that has brought a fuller understanding of it. And this, here is the sort of the accumulation of all the things that I received individually, that we also received corporately in a number of different encounters. We hereby authorize a cosmic tripart union between the Sons of God, the Council of the Ages, and the Dimensional Council. We authorize the union to take responsibility for establishing and maintaining the three shields for this time of the transition of the ages. We assign the guardians, ambassadors, and chancellors as a privy council to assist with the ordinances between the spheres. The things have to move and shift. People and other beings interact. So the ordinances are the a strategic assignment that takes place, and this was authorized. We authorize the cosmic union to form legions from the three dimensions to be a strike force or strike forces of restoration. So this wasn't just a defensive position. This was a position which was going to be proactive. We authorize the cosmic union to recruit legions as a defense force for the protection of the spheres. We authorize an awakening to the light of love and truth across the dimensions to catalyze creational responsibility. And this is not just amongst the Sons of God. This is amongst all of that who God has created. We authorize the union of guardians, elementals, and angelic beings for your solar system. And this was the first time that the solar system was mentioned. And that has been building up over a period of time where the focus on the solar system has started to take priority during encounters. We authorize the expansion of the Earth shield around the planets. We authorize the shield to release the sound that would restore the solar system. We authorize the shielding of the planets from the sun to allow the planets to re-engage with the Earth. We authorize the establishment of people and places of refuge to be established under the coverings of angelic protection. We authorize the jurisdiction to be without limitation. So this is a creational law and mandate, which is not just for humans. It's also for angelic beings. It's also for dimensional beings that we would come together in this union. The Father turned to me and the other sons present and assigned us to the three different spheres, the earth, the cosmic heavenly, and the dimensional. I was assigned with others to have dimensional jurisdiction responsible for the dimensional council and shield. That's been my major focus recently, until recently, it's been actually looking also at how that is engaged in our solar system. I felt so out of my depth, but I was not alone in that feeling. I drew back to the realm of light in the Father's face, where it was safe and comforting, but I also felt the intentions of the Father's heart form a matrix of light all around me, and that started to shape me and conform my heart, my desires in that way. I knew that it is time to grow up and mature in responsibility. I can't just making excuse and almost like thinking, well, I'm not up for this, or I'm not mature enough for this. If we're called, go through the process that it takes to outwork what that calling is. I felt encouraged and motivated for the task ahead, but still somewhat overawed, but I did not dwell on it. I just drew closer to the Father's heart and felt his loving kindness. 7th of July. Son, the union between the dimensions is a key in the preparation of the restoration of all things agenda, as it is unifying the Earth shield with the shields in the other spheres. Union will always command a blessing, and when the Earth is blessed, so will the other dimensional spheres and vice versa. The role of the Sons of God is critical to the restoration of all other things, as they are destined to provide the government that brings and maintains peace throughout creation. And that is really important that we embrace this. We're here to bring peace. We're not here to go to war. We're not here into spiritual warfare. We're here to maintain peace. Now, peace operates through the government. There's no end to the increase of his government and peace. So there's legislative authority that brings and maintains peace, but it's an attitude of heart which is the key. We're not going to accomplish peace if we come at it with aggression and violence and vengeance and retribution and those negative experiences and attitudes. The joint councils being established are key to the government of peace being established, as the counterfeits thrive on division and conflict. So we have to come into a place of union and oneness if we're going to bring about this peace. Union is the opposite spirit to division and the conflict it produces, and that weakens the counterfeit's position amongst the spheres, as it creates a frequency of coherence that disrupts communication. And it's not just a surface level of union and oneness. It goes deeper than that, and it begins to affect things at a much deeper level in terms of the coherent field of energy that it produces that can disrupt other communications that have been taking place. The union of the three dimensions divides the counterfeits, and each act of restoration weakens them, so it's important to continue this process. With each act of mercy towards the fallen ones, the power of union grows stronger, and the frequency of hope increases its effect. Son, it's time during this transition of ages for the sons of God to have one voice, one frequency, so those who do not yield and surrender to the oracles of our heart will be removed from their positions of influence. God has been working a lot to bring people to this place of oneness, and where people are operating in independence, we're going to find that God begins to deal with that. We do not do this lightly, as we have been seeking to deconstruct and transform the false doctrines within their belief systems that oppose restoration, but some have been resistant to the process. Son, continue to reach out to them in the spirit, keep an attitude of loving kindness towards them, and if they continue to resist and oppose, their influence will begin to wane. Many of them are undertaking fleshly projects created from their own understanding, as they have lost touch with our intentions. Union between the suns and between the dimensions is the greatest sign of the transition between the ages, and there will be more powerful demonstrations. Son, you've suffered personally for the greater good, and your persistence in the face of pain and betrayal will bring about great rewards. Son, draw on the acceptance, approval, appreciation, and affirmation that we have for you in abundance, and continue to live loved, love living, and live loving, which obviously is a challenge when there are difficult things going on in our lives, but is the key to staying in that place of rest. We are carrying your personal griefs and sorrows so that you are able to remain in a state of rest and continue to be by being filled with love, joy, and peace. I felt reassured by the unconditional love that was lavishly being poured over me, and even more determined to pursue the union that is the Father's desire and intention. I continue to open up my heart and broadcast the frequencies that are calling to all the dimensions to come into a union of heart, mind, and purpose. And if we're going to engage, we have to engage at a real deep level. This can't be a surface level of mental ascent. It has to be a heart intention, a motive, a compassion within our hearts. 12th of July. Son, it is time for the sons of God to take their responsibility to join the councils and assemblies of heaven in co-heirship. The guardians, ambassadors, and chancellors have been waiting for the sons to mature so they can take their places in heavenly government. Creation is waiting for the freedom that only the sons can deliver, but only those who've abandoned independence and are free from the path of independent knowledge are able to fulfill their roles. The deception of independence is keeping our children in bondage, so that the union necessary for the dimensional freedom is being hindered. The law of cosmic union must be legislated and enacted, and the three shields must function as one if freedom is to be secured. Son, those responsibilities are our sons, and we have left many things for you to do to complete the restoration of all things. Now this, when I first got an inkling of this from the Father's conversations, it was challenging because it was, you always thought that everything was complete, everything was fully completed. But everything was good, but not necessarily completed. And that was also true of man, because man needed to go through stages of ascension to maturity, but it was also that there are things that needed to be completed, both creationally and governmentally, and that is the responsibility that God has given us. So let's embrace it. Occupying positions on the councils of creation is the birthright and destiny of our sons, but their present vision is too limited to be effective. We must have an expanded vision consciousness to see the bigger picture and have the bigger part of God's heart reflecting. We are expanding the consciousness of those who are willing to come close enough in the realm of light imperfection to see our face and feel our heart. Only those who've let go of their own agendas have come to the realm of light and begun to abide here, but too many are still leaning on their own understanding. And this is the deconstruction process we have to go through if we're going to come to a place of total surrender and in the union and oneness of being. It is time for more radical shaking to take place to free those who are not in the religious systems, as they will be able to let go of their own agendas more easily. Religion is a deeper bondage. Judgment of the religious institutions is continuing, and the verdicts will enable justice to shake those systems, but those outside the religious systems are beginning to respond to the call to sonship. Religion has obscured who we are and is being rejected by those seeking truth, and they will find the truth in love. You're never going to find the truth in religion. The religious and political spirit will fight to keep our children deceived and in bondage within the institutions. The power of love to reveal truth is going to awaken those outside of the religious systems more effectively than those within at first. But as the darkness of deception is illuminated, those inside will also be awakened from their slumber. As the sons of God begin to occupy the cosmic councils, greater awakening will occur as the frequencies of cosmic union are powerful. And when we become one, when we become one mind, when we become one voice, when we become thinking in one mind, the mind of Christ, then it will begin to produce frequencies that will affect creation itself. Cosmic union will bring dimensional blessing to establish the shields for protection and action, and that will bring greater freedom to the three spheres. What is beginning in the earth shield will be the model that the other spheres will look to, so it's important that it functions in union and oneness. When the hearts and minds are in union with our intentions and the purposes, then great blessing will be the result, and that will influence creation itself. The cosmic union of heart, mind, and purpose will generate frequencies that have great creational power, and that is why division, competition, conflict, and tribalism must be overcome with love. And those are the power that function in that deception to keep us from that union and oneness, to keep us divided, to keep us independent, to keep us fighting one another for position, for control, for identity. Union, covenant, peacemaking, and family, which are the opposite. And they're the opposite, and they're angelic beings that represent them. And they're the key objectives of the cosmic councils, and the strategies for those objectives must become a priority. The cosmic union of the physical, spiritual, and dimensional in love is the most important agenda for our sons to embrace and is the most fiercely opposed. So our union and oneness is what is opposed the most, and that is why we're so divided. That is why there are 40,000 plus denominations, all believing that they're right. And that's why people will fight over who's right and break relationship. Only great focus and perseverance will produce the level of union necessary that will command such blessing to free creation from its bondage to decay and corruption. Union, liberty, and limitless are your key allies in this process of restoration, along with time, wealth, wisdom, conservation, preservation, and construction. And these are actually some of the fallen beings have been restored, as well as those who've never fallen. And they're coming back together. And that is producing a union within the angelic realm, which is actually engaging with us at such a different level. The law of cosmic union has the power to unite the three spheres to one joint cause. And that cause is the restoration and freedom of all creation, not just each individual part. And when we begin to focus on all, and not just our own part, it demonstrates a willingness to love others before ourselves. The crown of wisdom will be given to those who will focus on the three and not just the one, as that is the hallmark of true covenant union. The willingness to prioritize others before self is the antidote to the I will agenda that divides and is the crowning wisdom of love. And again, yeah, I want to encourage you to just meditate on these things, to meditate on union and oneness, to seek that to become a priority in your own lives, that you're willing to come into union and oneness, obviously with the Father and in that intimacy of face-to-face relationship, but also with each other, and to be a promoter of that amongst all of the rest of creation, as we take responsibility for our position to bring about peace through the government of God. Not to go to war, not to fight, not to have these negative attitudes, but to have an attitude which is totally based in love. When we begin to function in love, things will begin to change and be transformed. So let's just finish with a short activation. Just encourage you again, just to close your eyes. Begin to focus your thinking on union and oneness with the Father. Just begin to engage with rest. Slow down your thinking. Slow down your emotions. Slow down your body. Breathe slower and deeper. And come to a place of rest and relaxation. Just breathe in deeply and feel the unconditional love of God filling you. Be still and feel loved. Let that love transform your whole being. And just be still and know. As the Father reveals himself to you, as the Father unveils the truth of who he is, as you're drawn closer and closer to that place of light, that place of light in perfection, just see the love, joy, and peace fill you, flow through you, create an atmosphere around you. Just rest in being loved, in being loved. Go deeper and deeper and deeper into love by letting go. Begin to sink into depths of love. Begin to sink in an ocean of love. Floating, sinking. You're in a safe place. Now open up your heart to another level of union and oneness. Allow the Father to show you any areas within your life where you're in conflict, where you're in competition, where you are fighting, where you're not at rest and peace, where there are disturbances, where you're maybe worried or anxious. In that safe place, set the desire of your heart on union and draw near to the realm of light, to the Father's face. And as you engage that realm of light, let the Father take you deeper and deeper into oneness, deeper and deeper into union, deeper and deeper. Let everything of independence go within your mind, within your emotions, within your whole being. And as you become one with the Father in sonship and become one with others. Let the Father's heart for others, for the rest of creation, inspire you and motivate you and draw you into abandoning itself so you can focus on the oneness of all becoming restored. Just rest there. Open up your heart, open up your mind, and allow the Father to show you and take you wherever you need to go to experience deeper union and oneness with Him and with creation.